Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Joe?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, just waiting on Rob, so. So how was your day?
Well, my day wasn't too bad. How was yours?
Oh, not bad. Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, we're going to have a real Indiana see winners. Those are over.
Yeah, Groundhog did his thing last week, and I found out groundhog meteorologist is about like any other meteorologist. They're right about 39% of the time. So
yeah, and they keep their jobs.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lifelong gig.
Who needs production, as Marty Schottenheimer would say?
Yeah, right, right. That's you know, it's like a Supreme Court. You know, once you're on, you're set.
Yeah. Oh my. Let's get to our sponsors. My buddy Josh Cones, he's a team leader down there at Race Skillman. He'll get you in the car. If you're looking for a new or used car, give him a call, 317-665-6559. That's Josh Cones at 317-665-6559. I'm going back to the steer end because we added another country kid's Olay to Mexico. So...
You know what I said about their tequila? I recommend it highly.
Yeah, I'll bet. make sure you stop into Indy's historic Steer Inn. They're at 5130 East 10th Street, Indianapolis, 46219, 317-356-0996. They get the thumbs up from Guy Fieri, the chef. If you're looking for classic diner style food, they've got it. So, you know, they've got chicken and noodles. They've got the best macaroni and cheese in town. They've got green beans with real bacon. They've got country fried steak. You know, their lasagna's great. I mean, anything you can think of, that's the Steer Inn. If you're looking for a date night, I took my kids there Monday. They love this place, Charleston's in Castleton. I had the pork chops, which were really good. My son loves the hickory burger with bacon. And my daughter loves chicken fingers, and they have the most tender, best chicken tenders in town, bar none. So check them out. They're on 6815 East 82nd Street, Indianapolis, 46250. Phone number is 317-841-0442. That's 317-841-0442. So we're transitioning from football to basketball season. Whatever basketball team you like, the shop has your gear. It's theshopindy.com, theshopindy.com. They have two locations, one in Broad Ripple, one in Clay Terrace. They have tons of sports stuff. If you're a concert venue fan, they've got those t-shirts like Deer Creek, Mark Square Arena, Hoosier Dome. They've got that too. So make sure you check them out. I mean, it's a really cool store. It's definitely worth your time. And they also have Indy 11 gear as well. That's where I got my hat. There's also a new restaurant in town. It's in Broad Ripple. It's called Dad's Kitchen, and their phrase for it is "tastes like home." Whether you're looking to sit in for a cup of coffee or on the run, Dad's Kitchen has your back, inspired by quick and casual food. Dad's Kitchen is a mix of Spanish and American foods, and they have a family-run business. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9, Friday and Saturday to 11, Sunday, 8 to 7. It's 317-986-6209. You want to see what they serve, pictures of what they serve, and they also specialize in Peruvian dishes. It's www.dadskitchenindy.com. That's www.dadskitchenindy.com, 317-986-6209. If you're on the east side and you're looking for authentic Mexican, it's El Jorepo. They're at 30 East Washington Point Drive, Indianapolis, 46229, 317 898-3921. You know, they pretty much have everything that you would expect from a Mexican place. They've got fajitas, they've got steak and shrimp, they've got seafood offerings, chicken, tacos. They even have vegetarian. They have 30 offerings on the combo plate for under $10. They've got a la carte, burritos, quesadillas, enchiladas, and of course they have, you know, adult beverages. So if you want to stop in for a margarita, you can do that. That's El Jaripo. Give them a call, 317-898-3921. And finally, our friends at Giacomo's Pizza. You can still dine in there 11 to 9, and they also have carry out and delivery. Make sure you say hello to Katie, Liz, or Mike if you're going to the Irvington location. That number is 317-356-6612. Fort Bend is 317-986-4545, and Greenwood is 317-883-8993. And their big sellers, the big three sellers, would be the Cheese Louise, which with their five cheeses, the Slaughterhouse Five, and the Lazy Boy, which is pepperoni, sausage, ham, mushroom, green pepper, and red onion. Give them a call. You can check out their pies at GiacomoPizza.com. They're also on Facebook at Facebook.com/GiacomoPizza. So, three celebrities died recently that we need to talk about. You guys old enough to remember Leon Spinks?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He died at 67. He won the title one time from Ali. Ali was taking psych meds and trying to train, and that's kind of hard to do. So Leon beat him, and then Ali got the title back. Motown singer with Supremes, Mary Wilson, died at the age of 76. And former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Marty Schottenheimer passed away at the age of 77. So they'll all definitely be missed.
I did not know that he was suffering from Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I heard that. And I knew he was in a skilled nursing facility. And I'm like, oh, boy. So there's not much on the NCAA basketball scoreboard. I didn't know the IU upset Iowa again, and Penn State.
And they're not even ranked for it, and you know me and IU.
Yeah,
and yeah, okay, you know, Purdue is still ranked. They're 24th,
right?
And so you know, maybe this is the year where you know the Hoosiers just don't get ranked. But you beat a top 10 team twice in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah,
that's something. I don't know what the weighting is there, but
yeah. I guess they need some better PR people. I don't know.
Yeah. more donations to people down there off of, well, next to the state house.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And the only game on tonight for the Big Ten is Penn State at Michigan State at 7 here on ESPN2. You guys, by chance, have Real Sports on HBO?
No.
Okay. No. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. It's so much. Oh, it's so fantastic. It's like off the chart. The first, there were three stories. They usually do three stories, and they do one a month. So they had their first show with Brian Gumbel's the host. Mary Carrillo interviewed some women called, have you guys heard of Long Haulers?
Oh yeah, the truckers.
No.
No, not long haulers. Okay.
Well, yes, that there's a medical term. Have you heard the medical? Okay, so the medical term for long haulers is there are I don't know if it's 100, but there are many college female athletes who are getting COVID. That are like having to leave their careers behind. They're not recovering like at all. So like 6 months later, they're lucky to go get up and wash their dishes for the day. And that's all they can do. Or clean up the house. Wow. And that's all they can do for a day. So you can see that, I think, on YouTube now. I think you can see that, or you can listen to the podcast on YouTube now. It's got all three stories, I think, and it's fascinating. The second story was about a policeman and coach in inner city Minneapolis when the George Floyd incident went off the chart. And he's an African-American coach. He used to be in the school where he coached as the police officer. His dad was the head of the police force there in Minneapolis. And I don't know this guy's name because he's exclusive to HBO Sports, but he's a great interviewer. Anyway, he's interviewing this coach, and he said, "What did you think about the police officer and what happened with George Floyd? What did you think of the?" And his reaction was, "Oh yeah, there was no doubt something like that with him was going to go down." I'm like, "Whoa!"
He's with him being the officer or the
no,
George Floyd.
No, I'm sorry. His quote was, "I'm not surprised at all that with what happened with that officer."
Okay. Okay.
And I was like, "Whoa!"
No, there was a history there. I would like to see that interview because I've heard bits and pieces, and there was definitely a documented history there. So
like I said, I think it's on YouTube. I know the Long Haulers one is. I think that interview is on YouTube too, or the podcast. They have a podcast as well. The third one, you guys remember Alberto Salazar, who won the Boston Marathon?
No. When was that?
Early 80s.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's out in Oregon training women and men to race in an elite Nike team. Right. So, he had one runner so bad, she was cutting herself. He had another woman so competitive running, she ran right after she was pregnant and she ended up breaking her femur. Ugh. And then he had a guy juicing every day.
Wow. So see, that some of that stuff is dangerous. I know a doctor who died from the juicing craze probably 15 years ago. And the other thing was, as far as running with child, I can't speak to it, but back when I did run about 15 years ago, yeah. I'd be at the gym, and yeah, there's women that are very well along, and yeah. they're still, you know, doing their 5K a day or whatever it was.
And yeah.
So I was very impressed, but yeah.
So yeah, I mean, but yeah, this guy was doing steroids all the time, and Salazar would come up and open his trunk and say, "Here, take this." So
the first one's free.
So I'm like, get out of and I mean, this guy was won two Boston Marathons, I think. So
was he friends with Lance Armstrong?
Oh man, don't even get me started, dude. That's like all day. So but yeah, I mean, if you want to check those stories out, I think they're out there on YouTube under Real Sports.
Okay.
So let's talk about the Super Bowl, shall we?
Well, I've already said I can talk about that. I'll allow it.
Yeah, me too.
That was
so you know, everybody thinks I'm doing the sour grapes thing. And I'm like, however, the last time I checked, the announcers were calling out the refs at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was other talk about it like the day after that. I believe the penalty count was what, 2-1, maybe almost 3-1,
yeah.
You know, in favor of Tampa Bay. So, yeah.
You know, and congratulations to Tampa Bay on winning the Super Bowl. I don't want to take anything away from them. I don't want to take anything away from Bruce Arians because I love Bruce Arians. Love Bruce Arians. And the Bucs defense were magnificent. I get all that. Brady, great. You got another one. Gronk, I don't care. But, you know, I don't want to take anything away from them, but I have a huge problem with the officiating. And you know it's really bad when my pastor said the game's rigged. So. So.
Well, do you think folks in Boston woke up Monday morning and like clicked on their TV to see if the parade was going to be that day?
Yeah, with Belichick leading?
Yeah.
And then I also read where the sports books won $12 million on the Bucks.
I made some dollars. I covered for all the stupid stuff I'd done prior that day.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, it was a break even. But thank you, Tom Brady and the evil Buccaneers. Yes.
No, I don't think they're evil. But, yeah, I think the refs were way out of bounds.
Yeah, I called it in some calls I was on the next day or two. You know, it's only been a couple of days, but
yeah.
I called it a very average Super Bowl from very beginning all the way through, including halftime show. Yeah. And giving the halftime show an average rating, I am being very generous. But the as far as the GOAT, I refuse to call Tom Brady the GOAT.
No.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Everybody's throwing it around now. Because maybe it's me getting older, but there's two words I try to, and I'm just going to, you know, contradict myself here, try to never say, and that is all or never. So Tom Brady is the greatest Tom Brady is the winningest Super Bowl quarterback so far.
Yeah.
That's all I'm willing to say.
Yeah. And I respect the guy, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I'm not going to. You know,
he does have more Super Bowls than every NFL franchise.
Yeah,
I saw that part. Yeah,
he's got seven.
Yeah,
no team has more than six.
Yeah. If he wins one more, he will have won as many Super Bowls as Bill Polian got to.
Isn't that fun? So I love my mom, but I couldn't believe this was an actual question on social media, and she asked me, and this is a legit question, did the weekend dancers were they wearing jock straps? My God, no. And that was a legit question. It was on social media. And I'm like, well, no. So
I never, by the time that happened, I knew I had a very good idea of where the second half was going to go. And I gave it the third quarter. And after the third quarter, I was like, okay, this is done.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there watching. And I was like, what? I get masks. I get social distancing and all that. But you just played. How many games did they play, including the Super Bowl? 269 games. And I don't believe anybody perished. Can't you put on a better halftime show? And not shove the whole wokeness and just, you know, we get it. Okay. We're approaching a year. We get it. All right. But yeah, just take your shot. It's available now. My dad just got his second one today.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're on a Super Bowl stage for all the world to see, you can't lay an egg like that. It was ridiculous.
All I got to say is Purple Rain with Beyonce with the Colts win. So
yeah.
2007. Yeah, and he didn't just play his songs; he played everybody's songs.
Yeah, that's what I told my mom today because she didn't even watch the halftime show. I was like, "You didn't miss much," but I said, "You know, I hope the Weeknd doesn't think he gets to change his name to a symbol now." Because that wasn't it. That was not it.
Did you guys have any memorable commercials? Or do you want me to go first?
The one, it didn't even happen during the game. I like the new Lay's commercial with Eli Payton and Arch Manning.
I didn't see it.
It had everybody. There was one part of it where it was Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Troy Aikman sitting down trying to share chips, you know.
Oh, I left at the end of the third quarter. I had enough. So
yeah. No, this was about a half hour before the game started, and I was hoping they would show it again. Yeah, they didn't. So in reruns, but it's the one where Marshawn Lynch has got all the players coming in and all that. And it's pretty funny. I mean, the part about that commercial with the Mannings I liked was there's a scene where Peyton and Eli are down in the basement, I believe in their pajamas, and they're hurling footballs at each other. And so Eli throws one to Peyton really hard, and it misses him, and it goes into the wall. Well, there's already like four or five other footballs in the wall. And that's when Archie comes down with his robe and says, "It's past your bedtime, go to bed."
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a good one. So please watch the latest commercials, because if they show that again, I like
it. I'm sure it's on YouTube. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the headline on ESPN today was Wentz to the Colts.
Did I not offer a few weeks ago?
So, and then they had the next, the Bears, him going to the Bears, but their cap space is like negative $100 million or something really outrageous. And I'm like,
I want to ask Scott if he knows what the over under is for teams that are predicted to have a new quarterback next year. I actually heard this today.
Too many.
I would say let's go 9.
That's fair.
18.
Whoa.
18.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
That's in other words, and the person that was bringing that to light picked the over.
That's over
half. In other words, he's saying at least 19.
That's over half the teams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they've been saying Deshaun Watson's going to the Raiders, and I'm like, I'll believe it when they sign him.
See, I heard Houston saying they're not trading him now.
Yeah, that's the last thing I'd seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sure he'll be thrilled with that. So.
Yeah, it'd be like a burp in church for about 16 games.
A loud belch.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I could see there being more than 9.
Yeah.
Teams with a new quarterback.
Wow. Any good other football rumors you've heard? That's all I've heard.
The other one that I can think of off the top of my head was, I guess, what the Cowboys did some kind of big PR thing with all the players and all that, but it didn't include Dak Prescott. I don't know if anybody else has heard that, but that was kind of supposed to be a rumor, you know, or the fact that he wasn't invited to be part of that. You know, people.
How can I forget about Mr. Irsay drumming up Mr. Luck to be the quarterback for next year? Wasn't that fun? Yeah, that's your honor.
I don't know where I mean, the last I recall, my Luck jersey melted.
You and LeBron James, I swear.
It did. My Luck jersey just suddenly spontaneously combusted and melted.
Oh my. So really good news for everybody here. Peyton Manning goes into the Hall of Fame with Edgerrin James. So he got in last year.
Yep.
Tom Flores finally gets in. The old coach of the Raiders, Charles Woodson, gets in. My buddy Wayne Mabry, the Violator, got voted into the Fan Hall of Fame. So, yeah, that was the, you know, winning trifecta, baby, for the Raiders. So that's fun.
Yeah. I assume Peyton will go in as a Colt, but the photos initially, and I think I forwarded those on, he and his son went to the Super Bowl. And I think during one of the pregame ceremonies, he was in a blue tie with a gaudy, like off-white orange.
I saw blazer. That. I said, he's wearing orange and blue on the field, bro.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got two Super Bowls there, you know. So, who knows?
that's one of the things I was wondering about after the Super Bowl was how many quarterbacks have two Super Bowls with two different teams?
Oh, wow. That's because Montana didn't get any. That's a good question.
I can only think of two, and they were both there at that game. Yeah. So.
Who were the two?
Brady and Manning.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Bradshaw didn't. Aikman didn't. Nope. Yeah.
No. Favre didn't.
No. That's interesting.
Young
didn't. No.
Huh.
So. You'd have to go way back, I think, to.
Probably. Yeah.
Pull that one off. Yeah. Staubach didn't. So, yeah. Because, I mean, back then in, you know, 60s and 70s, you were a team player for life. So.
Yeah. True.
You guys have your song lyrics ready?
I do. I've done some creative shuffling while we've been talking, but yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, if you guys are. Top 11.
And I had to get this in there just because. My number 11. She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I'd ever seen. AC/DC shook me all night long.
We played that every weekend at Ball State when I was in school.
I dedicated it to a lady in college on her birthday and checked that one
off the list. So your evening ended badly. Okay.
Yeah. It's the worst 2 weeks of my life after that. So that's as corny as I'm going to get.
No love song. Yeah. You went straight for the throat. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, sappy.
Yeah, okay. So.
Got to get the trashy stuff out of course. Way early.
we'll do the most offensive song lyrics for another day.
Okay. I think I've only got one other one.
Yeah.
That in there, so that might be my number 10. I don't know.
Oh, I know what I forgot to say about the refs. They all need to be damned to hell because I watched the history of curse words on Netflix with Nicolas Cage, and it was hilarious. So, yeah. So,
did you ever see the episode of South Park where they use the S word like, and they use it so much? It's literally at least three times a minute during a half hour show, and they have a counter. They have a counter up in the corner of it. And the thing about it was, they didn't start using the S word until about 5 to 10 minutes into the episode. So. But it was the way they start. I mean, you know, it was like, you know, there's this cutting edge show and it's going to be on. And then you don't know if they're going to say it or not. I think it was Cartman. He's like, no, guys, tonight they're going to say beep. But they actually say it. And then they just, yeah. But then towards the end, they actually went through the history of the word. And I was just like, wow. It was educational and pretty funny to watch.
It's Nicolas Cage and a bunch of comedians. And. It's pretty funny, really funny. So
good. I always like tongue in cheek stuff like that. So
go ahead, Scott.
I might have misunderstood this topic here. I didn't do specific lyrics. I just did songs that had I thought the overall lyrics of the songs were really good.
Mm.
And so for number 11, I have Stairway to Heaven.
Oh,
that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. And I can do this also. I don't have to give the
no. If you quote. If you have it, great. If you don't, that's fine. So
okay.
For me, it's Synchronicity 2 by the Police. Humiliating kick in the crotch. So
okay. Yeah. I remember that one. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay, my number 10. And this kind of goes back to one of the topics we had in previous shows, that Led Zeppelin Immigrant Song, that got my attention and has from that point. And basically it's the line, we come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs flow. And what I didn't know was at that time when I heard it, it wasn't until maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I did a 23andMe genetic profile or whatever. Most of my DNA comes from exactly where they're talking. So I was like, maybe that's why I like it.
Go ahead, Scott.
I got The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. You know what? Number 10.
Those guys kick major buttocks. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Without a doubt.
I almost put that in there, but the thing, all of it is so perfectly written. I was like, I'm not writing the whole song.
So that's... And some heavy metal band covered it, but the first line, hello, dark. Yeah, that hello, disturbed. Darkness, my old friend.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Wow.
Yes, Disturbed.
So,
yeah. No, that I actually have downloaded that because I've liked Disturbed all along, but I also like when I was in middle school and high school, when Paul Simon went out on his own, sure. Rhythm of the Saints, that album and that song. Yeah, very good.
This is a Billie Holiday cover. And it totally changed her career. Nina Simone sings Strange Fruit. You familiar with the song?
Yes.
Is it the one played in Point of No Return with Jodie Foster? That's her singer.
Okay, Nina and Sting also covered that song as well. So...
Okay. Yep. That may be what I'm thinking of.
So, I mean, super controversial song. She did it in, did it in the 50s. So that kind of stuff was still going on in Mississippi. And, she caught major flack for it. So, and that was part of the reason that caused her death. So,
yeah.
Great song.
Let's see, my number 9. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet. You're going to regret, because I'm the best it's ever been. Charlie Daniels, Double One Down to Georgia. And I was thinking of Tom Brady as I wrote it. So
Devil Went Down to Tampa.
Yep. Yep. It's close enough.
Oh, my. And then I had to see the picture of Gazelle today. And I'm like, at the Super Bowl after party. And I'm like, don't care. No, no. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 9 was Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. That whole song is just great lyrics.
I missed the Floyd ones, but I remember it was soon after 9/11 happened that Limp Bizkit did a version of that song. And it was acoustic.
Yep.
I mean, totally acoustic. And for them to do that, I was just like, wow. So, it's a very good song.
And then Incubus has that song too, but it's different lyrics. Same title.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had to throw a love song in there somewhere. So it's the original version that Adele covered with Rick Rubin. It's The Cure with Love Song.
I've got a copy of that one.
Yep.
Yeah, the closer I got to one, the more mushy I got. Right. My number 8, the lyric is, and I'll love her yet, though she's done me wrong, and I'll bring her back even though she's been long gone, and I'll always be her brokenhearted savior. And that's Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been, gosh.
I saw a lot of their CDs, probably. But I didn't hear the songs.
Yeah. That was around the time, I mean, they're obviously probably around before then, but Whenever we would go down to the clubs on weekend nights while we were in college, there was a lot of that done around Broad Ripple. So,
Scott, go ahead.
My number eight, Champagne Supernova by Oasis. Specifically the line, slowly walking down the hall faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high?
Yeah. I have seen that. I have seen that performed in karaoke, and it was almost a dead-on match. I was like, yeah, they did it right.
My buddy got free tickets to see Noel Gallagher at the Marat, and we went. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was
nice.
Oh, yeah. So,
back when there were live concerts before the apocalypse. So, yeah. I'm not a big country guy, but I love this artist, Johnny Cash, with his cover of Hurt.
I love that one, too. I almost put it in here. I've got a copy of it. The final two lines from that, two to four lines.
You'll inherit my kingdom of dirt. I will bring you down. I will make you hurt.
Yep. And the one about, what's the line? Sitting in my liar's chair. Yeah. Yep. This one, it was when I was in middle school and just being in the community that I was in. This line has stayed with me the whole time. And it's, there's 97 crosses planted in the courthouse yard, 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors, and my name. And some nights I feel like dying, like that scarecrow. In the
And they played that song 1,000 times on Q95. Yep.
I've been able to see him in concert too here in the last five or so years. And still got it.
Yep. So, go ahead, Scott.
Number eight is my only country song I have on here.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge country fan, but this song it tells a story from kind of like start to finish, and it's Tim McGraw's "Don't Take the Girl."
Yep.
Don't know that one.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. No. It's a tearjerker.
A country song that
invokes
the blues? What?
Well, and like any good country song, if you play it backwards,
you get your dog back.
He gets everything back. Yep.
Get your dog back.
Get your weed back.
Yep.
As Willie Nelson would say.
What's that song? It's like I swear I'll never smoke with Willie again.
Oh, geez, what's his name? Really good Ford truck commercials.
My
number seven, "Karma Police" by Radiohead. Don't mess with us.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right. You see, I'm probably digressing with this next one for me, but shot through the heart, you give love a bad name. You know, the one, because it just reaches up and it grabs you and you're like, yes, I know this song.
Okay.
If I have to say it's Bon Jovi, then, you know, you probably don't need to be listening
my
to this.
My buddy's a huge hater. I mean, huge. So, yeah. Yeah, that's like me and Vanilla Ice.
Well, that one's I'm a
huge hater. So,
I guess I better change my number one.
Yeah, collaborate and listen there, Rob. Okay, yeah.
Yep. Something about my 5.0.
He was rolling all right. Rolling a fatty. It's not a Queen sample at all.
getting dangled off the balcony by what was it?
You are nice there,
or somebody?
Sure, I'll give you the rights. No problem.
Yeah. It's like, let me change my mind here.
Oh wow! Go ahead, Scott.
My number seven. Or number six. What are we on? Yeah, 7. Hotel
I was
going to
put that in there, but I didn't have enough room.
And supposedly there's a rumor, and I was my professor when right. I took the history of rock music back in college told us that this was one of the last right. songs they wrote together as a group. And it kind of it's about them and their like the issues they were having at the as you know as the at the end of the right. their time as a band together and everything. And the last line in it, you can check out anytime you like, meaning you can leave the band anytime you like, but you can never leave, meaning you'll always be associated
guys,
with the band. You know,
did you guys
so
see the documentary? On
I kind of thought that was a.
I've seen a few.
I have not.
I've seen a few. I don't know if it's the same one you're talking about, but the Hotel California is a real place near Cabo San Lucas. And when I was out there, you know, about 6 or 7 years ago, I almost went up because it would have been about 40 or 50 miles away, but it is a place. And yeah, there's just a lot of legend, mythology, stories behind that song. And I'm lucky because in 2014, I got to see him right before, I believe it was Glenn
Frey. Oh, wow.
Frey
I saw him
passed away. So,
holy cow.
Yeah. 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 It was there at
those
at
tickets were cheap, brother.
Well, I was married at the time and things were going fine. And
you
so.
Took out a loan. Hey, honey, can I have a bazillion-dollar loan? Sure you can.
Exactly,
you pay me back on birthday and Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But no, it was kind of a almost a 1 year wedding anniversary present or whatever, and we had decent seats, and it was funny because when I told my boss about it later, he's like, "Were you one of the youngest ones
yeah.
there?" And actually, I was, because you know, there was a diverse group there, but when you left,
right.
If you know Indianapolis, there's I think Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, at the exit is where we
right.
left the building onto Pennsylvania Avenue. Their bus was there.
Cool.
And I mean, it was just out there, you know. So they were making themselves accessible and everything like that. It was a great, great concert.
Oh man,
Joe
He's
Walsh.
Great.
They did.
Love that
song. It's been good to me so far. I mean, everything
yeah.
sounded perfect. You know, it was like
so,
they had missed a beat.
What do you guys know about the Eagles?
A lot of rumor,
they talk,
mythology.
They talk about it in the documentary.
You know, everything from what? Satanism to, you know, the whole bit, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there's like stories behind the actual cover of the Hotel California. You can see.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, the rumors of that.
And yeah. So, but, you know, the documentary you've seen, when did you see it? If it's been
no,
the last year
was,
or two, I haven't seen it.
Wow. 3 or 4 years ago. And they talk about.
Okay.
Glenn Frey coming out of Detroit and Henley coming out of Texas. And they talk about the friction with Frey and Felder. And are you with me so far, or do I need to tell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right, so Glenn Frey came out of Detroit, loved Motown. Henley came out of Texas. They roomed with Jackson Browne. Jackson Browne wrote Take It Easy. That was a huge hit. So they started getting mm-hmm. big, and Felder and Frey hated each other. So Felder, it comes to the point where Felder says, "I'm going to knock you out with my guitar," and this is live. And Frey's like, "Okay, let's go, pal." And this was I don't know. This is probably 4 or 5 years into them recording, and so they never get into the fight on stage, and Felder leaves in a limo, and you never see him again. So,
I do vaguely remember something like that. I don't know if it was the same thing, but yeah, I mean, because it was from the time I you know, really started liking them in high school. They had a falling out, you know, and it was about the time I was finishing up college is when they had their, well, it was supposed to be their last concert in 1995 or 96. And,
yes, you know, 95.
Hell Freezes Over tour. That's what it was. And I can't remember if that was the time frame that they kind of mended ways or at least got the got the thing back on its tracks. But no, it was a tumultuous band, and the fact that, you know, I was able to see pretty much everybody there for that concert, I was like,
so Joe Walsh steps into the band and gives it a whole nother dimension. And but the trick is with him, they're all doing drugs, they're all getting high. So the thing with Joe Walsh is he would destroy hotel rooms every night. Every night. Because he's awesome. A baller. He's definitely a baller. But yeah. So they had trouble getting hotels there for a while, but
he wrote a song about it. He lives in hotels, right. Out the walls, he
doesn't pay for it. All. Yeah. So So I mean, they're a magnificent band, one of the best American bands. And then I watched the Bee Gees documentary today, and that was fascinating. So that was cool too. And
are you going to quote Bee Gees later?
But the part of the documentary that I thought was very interesting. Are you guys familiar with the Disco Sucks movement?
Vaguely. I mean, I know that the song "The Crunge" by Led Zeppelin was kind of a slap in the face to the disco movement, but they actually kind of pulled it off. So, but that's as far as I got with it.
Chicago DJ there used to be a radio station in there called The Loop, and there was a Chicago DJ that came up with the term "Disco Sucks." Well, at the White Sox after the game, they had a bunch of "quote unquote" disco records they were going to blow up. Well, the records that were in there: Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Al Green, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So they talk about that in the documentary. And so this, you know, the Chicago DJ, you know, there's a bunch of fireworks, and he blows up these records and everything. Well, however, this is after the game. Everybody storms the field. No.
To get the records.
Everybody storms the field and they trash everything on the field. They're throwing chairs out. So basically it was a riot. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that documentary was fascinating. I'm a big fan of harmonies like the Beach Boys and the Bee Gees. But, yeah, it was pretty interesting. So, but it's on HBO. So where were we? Did you do your number six yet? Robbie, do your number six yet?
Number six.
Okay.
I have not done six yet. Say your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son to include everyone. Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Yeah. I had a coworker.
Yep.
They got front row at the last show. At Metallica, at Becker's Life.
Good. It's a good gig if you can get it. That last show that was there, I was getting off work as it was getting ready to start up, and there were people outside. And I was like, I am this close. But at the time, I can't remember what was going on at the time, what national emergency was going on. But during that concert, Indianapolis was the leader in fundraising for whatever was going on at that time. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And, you know, Metallica played a concert. And
they're huge Raiders fans.
So funds raised. So there you go.
Go ahead, Scott. Six.
Yeah, we're in six or five.
What was your number?
My
seven?
Six was Hotel California by Eagles. I might have. That was the "Don't Take the Girl" by Tim McGraw.
Okay.
All right.
I've already done six because I'm highlighting them off.
Okay.
I got five left.
All right. I'll do my number six.
I've got five left too.
No, no big deal.
No big deal.
Okay. We might want an hour to my bed.
Mine is Eric B. and Rakim Follow the Leader. So.
Well, yeah. I know that I'm familiar with that one. What? What's the lyric on that? Well, what genre?
Hip hop.
Okay.
I take an everyday word and flip it. I take something that you rarely heard. Now I flip it. Now it's a daily word. So.
Okay.
I've seen him live twice.
Nice.
Market Square Arena. So, there you go.
Cool.
There's my hip hop entry for the evening. Vanilla Ice, yeah. Collaborate and listen.
Yeah. That's my
of course it is. Of course it is. That and the turtle soundtrack. Yeah. I love the comic book. Man. Hate the cartoon. Love the comic book. Oh, okay.
I liked the video game. I liked the video game. Yeah, but all right. All right. My number five, with the lights out, it's less dangerous.
Oh, of course.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Of course.
Smells like Teen Spirit.
Smells like Nirvana by Weird Al.
There was a friend of mine after I got out of college. I'd been in the workforce for a little bit, and they had a friend that basically took that and twisted it around to, if they were in some like skanky bar or something like that, it'd be like, it smells like
my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter. Yeah.
All right.
So it does have a good shelf life. Scott, go ahead.
Yep.
I also had a Metallica song at number five. I know Rob had.
I don't know that one.
Mine's a different one though. Mine is Welcome Home.
Don't know that one.
By Metallica. Some people call it Sanitarium.
Yeah. What album is that?
But the actual title is Welcome Home.
Okay. With Cliff Burton. Okay.
Master of Puppets, yep. 19.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
The very first speeding ticket I ever got was to the song Battery off that album. The law enforcement official that greeted me, or I should say caught up to me eventually, handed me a ticket for doing 77 and 55, and he said,
"Of course he could. He could. However,
however he didn't. He had mercy on my soul. So, my parents
were not as merciful,
forgiving initially. Yeah. That's how I remember that one. But
mine is Bob Marley. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. Yes. Very nice. My number four. It's something unpredictable, but in the end, that's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Green Day. Good riddance.
Bad riddance. Yeah.
Good riddance.
Go ahead, Scott.
My number four is Black by Pearl Jam.
The Last Band Standing. The Last Band Standing of the grunge band. Which is a shame.
True.
Yeah.
True. Instant Karma's gonna get you, gonna look you right in the face. Better get yourself together, darling, and join the human race. John Lennon.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That is a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see. We are on what, number three?
Three.
And actually we were in the same ballpark with this. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Yeah.
No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today.
Great album. Imagine by Great song. John Lennon. And nobody can cover it, right? Nobody. Nope.
No. No.
Nope. Go ahead, Scott.
Number three, I had the Crazy song. Train by Ozzy.
The theme song of the Raiders.
And I almost mentioned Crazy Train earlier when I was flirting with, you know, doing the, you know, collaborate and listen for my number one, but so I'm glad you actually listed that where it belongs.
My son was in 1 year of band and they played that for basketball band. So yeah. This one's for my grandmother. Will you still feed me? Will you still need me when I'm 94? The Beatles. It's actually 64, but And we sang that to her on her 94th birthday. Me and
nice.
Pastor John and Anderson. So there you go.
Very good.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome. This one, my number two. Honey, I know times are changing. It's time we all reach out for something new, and that means you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind.
Oh, wow.
Prince, Purple Rain.
We're on the same track. I don't have that song, but we're on the same track.
Yeah, well, my thing with that was after the debacle this last Super Bowl halftime show, I was like,
"Oh, no kidding!" Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna go in there somewhere.
That's Scott.
It's gonna be near the top.
oh man, that's a fantastic song.
Rhapsody by Queen.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Yeah. Imagine
and you were there
Kennedy singing that song,
and you were there
because that was about the time that came out, and I was there and I survived. So, but yeah, that was when whatever Wayne's World.
So, Rob, can you do the Fandango?
I cannot do the Fandango. I can do the whatever Bagaboosh, or whatever.
It's Fadamoosh. Yeah,
I was the guy. I was.
Oh, I see. I'm was the designated driver if I was there. Okay. So,
yeah.
Thunderbolts of lightning. Very, very frightening me. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Very, number very, two. Very sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so sad. Sometimes it snows in April. Sometimes I feel so bad. And D'Angelo did that cover on Jimmy Fallon. The day after Prince died, and I don't know how he did it. So,
yeah. Wow.
Yes.
My number one. But all the promises we make from the cradle to the grave, when all I want is you, and that's you too. And that's actually a song, to God. I don't know if people realize that or not, but and when I say God, it's not my God. It's
what's
God, you know,
title?
All I want is you. Yeah. And if you look at the rest of that lyric, basically, it's a prayer. Yeah. It's not really to a person. It's to entity.
Yeah. It's
so.
Yeah, I know Bono's a big believer. I don't know about the rest of the band, but yeah.
Yeah, he's the song Wanderer, that was U2 and Johnny Cash. Yeah. If you get a chance, if you haven't listened to that, it's a collaboration with them, and it's a lot,
okay.
a lot.
Yeah, I love U2. I've never, it was $100 to get in the door last time they were at Lucas Oil, so I'm like, can't do that. Oh, okay.
I was at that one too. So,
okay. Yeah.
And that was one that we had purchased the tickets.
Oh, you won!
I kept them in the board. So.
Oh, I see.
I got those in the dogs. So
you got the leftovers. Okay, good. Good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. No, okay.
I won that divorce.
You always win, in those, don't you?
Any divorce you can walk away from is a good one. So.
Precisely.
Walk away with your sanity, that's a win. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, very true.
Oh, I love that song.
For number one, I had Pink Floyd's Time.
Ah, yeah.
It is. That's a good
so
one.
Many people have sampled yeah, those.
The Dark Side of the Moon album.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've sang this song 1,000 times, and it was the Bath Time song many moons ago, Fix You by Coldplay. Try your best, but you don't succeed. Hold on. Try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but you don't know what you need. So, great song.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. Well, see, I didn't go off the rails too much, you know. I reined it back in. Yeah, I could have probably done half of them. Not, you know, starting off with AC/DC though. I think I kicked it.
You shook them all night long.
I shook them all night long. My a good friend of mine, he's always referred to them as the most over-glorified bar band ever. Well, because pretty much all their songs sound the same, which. I can kind of see that.
I'll never forget my freshman study hall teacher, who was also one of the driver's ed teachers, called him AC Deucey. And I'm like, no. It's alternating current, direct current, AC/DC.
Yeah. One of the documentaries I did see on them was in Australia. They originally were calling them Akadaka.
That's funny. Yep. I can believe that.
Akadaka.
Not a lot of bands from Australia.
Yep. No. And I'm surprised AC/DC is still going. I think they just released another album. So,
guys, any final comments? Yeah, definitely.
It's good to be back, and... it's only what?
Oh, geez, here we go.
Some odd days until football season.
I have an honest question. What do you guys think about the NBA? Because I want to watch the Pacers. Well, I can't technically watch the Pacers, but you know, I love the Pacers, but at the same time. I like slam dunks. I like three-pointers. But to me, it's not quality basketball.
No. My son was watching the Denver Milwaukee game last night before he went to bed. And he came in and was talking to me. He goes, Dad, in the first 2 minutes, the two teams put up 10 three-pointers combined.
Yeah.
And to me, that's not basketball. That's just, you know.
Yeah.
There's no defense in the NBA. It's
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bucks beat the Pacers by 30. I'm like, hello? Chop them at the knee or something. Bite their kneecap. Come on.
And yet the Pacers still had over 100 points that game, too.
Yeah.
Even though they lost by 30. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, hello? Don't make Nancy Kerrigan get out the lead pipe. Come on.
Give me the 1980s Bulls and Pistons and from the 80s. And...
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Where's Bill Lambert when you need him? Where's Dennis Rodman?
John Sally.
Sure. The Bad Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else was on that Detroit team?
Isaiah Thomas. Joe Dumars.
Yep.
So. Rick Mahorn was one of them.
Rick Mahorn, that's who I was trying to think of. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. He was the one who tried to pull Ron Artest down from the stands.
Give me the Ron Artest Pacers. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly that, but there we the are. Last time I was in this position was when Ron Artest said he wanted to leave. And then I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with you guys.
Yeah. Well, and just to draw a comparison to the NFL, there was something I was listening to here in the last couple of days since the Super Bowl happened. They were talking about all the points and this and that and the other, and the Super Bowl aside, but talking about quarterback records and stats and things like that, and pointing out, you know, who did all this, and the folks that were doing the panel or whatever, I think one of them played back in like the 80s, 70s, 80s, whatever. And it was like, well, if I had the rules they have today as a quarterback or a receiver, you know, my stats would be up a lot more too. So, you know, it, with the advent of, well, online gambling and fantasy sports, points are what everybody watches for. And I don't like it. I like defense. I mean, the fact that the Bucs were able to hold Kansas City to 9 points in the Super Bowl, I actually found that probably one of the better things in that game, you know, just because that's the kind of twisted person I am. But
I do too. I do too. I like defense and rebounding and assists and, you know, I'm a stats guy.
Yep.
I like that stuff. So.
Right. Right. And that, I think, kind of goes back to our discussion about things like Moneyball. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what the Major League Baseball does this year and, you know, who gets what, because it's the behind-the-scenes things, you know. It's, well, with the NBA now, you can't tell because everybody's scoring points, you know, copious amounts of points all the time. What's really driving that game, and how do you grade a player now?
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, an NBA fantasy is tough. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I played one season of it, and that was all I needed. I believe I had Ben Wallace.
Mr. Fisticuffs my himself. Center.
And, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got
pushing
me
out of the way. Out of here, guy. Okay.
A lot of block shots. Yep. But again, that's because I'm
me too.
I like defense.
Okay, guys, this episode was dedicated to my 96-year-old grandmother, Helen Boyd, who passed away last Sunday. Joshua 1, Psalm 91, 1 Peter 5, 7. And for Rob and Scott, I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor. Hey, tell your loved ones that you love them, and we'll see you soon.